USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With what appears to be a random act of violence, 37-year-old Duke Webb of Florida has been charged with first-degree murder. The shootings took place at a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois, Saturday night. Three older men were killed and a fourth is in critical condition. President Trump signed the massive $2.3 trillion coronavirus relief and government funding bill into law Sunday night, averting a shutdown. Trump's signature of the $900 billion corona relief package extends unemployment benefits for 12 million hurting Americans. All those collecting jobless payments will receive a $300 weekly boost through mid-March. The average American will spend the equivalent of 44 years looking at some kind of digital screen, according to a recent survey of 2,000 adults. The survey revealed in a typical day, Americans spend 4 hours and 30 minutes watching TV, 4 hours and 33 minutes looking at a smartphone, over 3 hours using a gaming device, and nearly 5 hours on a laptop. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Peace in the Middle East continues to flourish. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
There is hope that U.S. brokered efforts to improve relations between Arab countries in the Middle East and Israel can ease tensions in the region in the long term. Israel established new diplomatic relations with Bahrain, Morocco, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates in 2020, something Israel hopes to continue. Former Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, hopes that the next administration will continue down the foreign policy path that President Trump has laid out. He tells Fox News that everyone has felt the benefits of improved relations.
I hope that the president-elect will continue with the momentum, because it's good not only for Israel, not only for the moderate Arab country, it's good for the U.S. The U.S. gained a lot of respect in the region when they led the peace initiative, when they built a coalition of the modern countries that work with the U.S. against the aggression of Iran.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let's get a timeline breakdown on the Nashville, Tennessee explosion Christmas morning. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
Unbeknownst to them, officers like James Wells put themselves in harm's way by parking close to the RV that was playing an audio message warning that a bomb was going off and to evacuate the area.
Right across the street, we pulled up, and then we heard the announcement. Topping was like, is that the vehicle in question? And we wouldn't say yes. We immediately hopped in our cars and backed out.
Officer Michael Sipes was right there at ground zero moments before the RV exploded.
Didn't know at the time. I was almost directly across the street from the RV. I moved up the street a little bit. We started making plans to get into the buildings, start knocking on doors.
Officer Amanda Topping remembers it vividly.
That's just stuff that I'll never forget. You know, the sound of the announcement saying, you know, primary objective is to evacuate now.
The three officers, along with James Llewellyn, Bretta Hosey, and Sergeant Timothy Miller, have been called heroes by the police chief and mayor. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The governor said 41 buildings were damaged in the blast. A surprise upset in the National Football League Sunday as the New York Jets defeated the Cleveland Browns 23-16. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield says put the blame on him.
This group fought today, but I didn't do enough. I play well enough for us to win, and that's it.
The Browns will face division rival Pittsburgh Steelers next Sunday in a must-win game to make the playoffs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.